CD 2, track 26.
Vicky, I'm really impressed by your knowledge of flags. How long have you been interested in them?
Oh, for as long as I can remember. My interest in flags goes back to the time my family lived in Canada. My dad worked in the British Embassy there, and I remember being fascinated by all the different flags in his office. I used to ask him questions about them, and later about the countries themselves.
So you learnt so much thanks to your father, is that right?
Not exactly. My dad was too busy to answer my questions, so he advised me to look for more information in books or online. So I did. I started off with the flags, and then got interested in the history and politics of the countries I was reading about.
This sounds very unusual for a girl who is 13. Girls this age don't usually like politics, do they?
Well, I spent time with people who were discussing politics all the time. The embassy was regularly visited by heads of states, politicians, and economic advisers of all sorts. I was never part of their meetings, of course, but I often heard my dad talking about these visits later on. So, frankly speaking, I had no choice but to find out more about the world I was in.
I suppose so. So which is your favourite flag? Well, except the Union Jack, of course.
I guess I'd go for some African ones. They are full of different symbols and their history shows the fight of the Africans to become independent. It's really incredible how much flags can tell you about a nation.
I've never thought of flags in this way. Maybe I ought to find out more about the world's history through flags. It looks like I might get into the subject as well.
Why not?